The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Well, let's reflect on Liverpool's defeat at Old Trafford at the weekend with James Pearce from the Liverpool Echo. Morning, James.
Morning, Steve.
I don't think we were quite expecting that sort of performance from Liverpool, were we?
No, it was just an immensely frustrating afternoon for them. I think, especially talked a lot in recent weeks about the kind of newfound defensive solidity and the difference that Virgil van Dijk had made to that back line and the growing composure of Dejan Lovren. It was a bit of it was a body blow really to see them concede two such painfully avoidable goals, which left them with a mountain to climb.
Lovren was bullied, wasn't he, by Romelu Lukaku?
Yeah, he was, and we've seen it happen before, haven't we? That was the frustrating thing because it reminded me actually of his performance against Tottenham at Wembley earlier on in the season against Harry Kane when his decision making left a lot to be desired, and it was the same on the weekend. I think you're right. I think bullied is the right word. He struggled to handle that power and strength of Lukaku, but I think also you look at those situations that there was a lack of awareness from teammates around him as well. I think Klopp touched on that afterwards. There's no disgrace at times losing an initial challenge with Lukaku, but you've got to be very much alert to the second ball, and Liverpool just simply weren't. They too many players around Lovren were guilty of lapses in concentration.
I've struggled to understand the criticism for Trent Alexander-Arnold for that first goal because Rashford's awareness, his pace, his turn and his finish was just exemplary. I'm not sure anyone stops that in the Premier League.
No, I think you're right. Especially considering we're talking about a 19-year-old kid in Trent Alexander-Arnold. And I know he came out on social media on Saturday night and issued an apology, and he had absolutely no need to do that because he's had a fantastic season. And I think you're right. The first goal from Rashford was absolutely immense. I think if you were being ultra critical, you'd say the defender should be trying to show him down the outside rather than letting him to cut in like that. But it all happened so quick, and once he'd got a run on Trent from latching on to that initial flick on, I think most defenders would have struggled to stop Rashford at that stage.
People will have their own view as to whether Liverpool deserved something from the 90 as a whole. I'm not convinced they did, but perhaps they should have had the chance to have an equaliser through a penalty, because it was as clear-cut as you could possibly see. That challenge on Mane, how on earth the referee didn't give it?
Yeah, I think that was definitely the strongest one of the three, I think. I think a lot of referees would have given the handball against Valencia because there was a decent amount of distance between Robertson hitting the cross and it striking Valencia's arm. But yeah, I think the Mane one when he was clearly blocked off by Fellaini. I think it's one of those ones at the time. At full speed, I thought it was just two players colliding. But I think you look at it more and more on the replay, and it's a clear foul. And I think probably in the end you could have made a case for Liverpool deserving a point because they did absolutely dominate that second half. I couldn't quite believe just how negative Mourinho was in that second half because he did shut up shop and United dropped deeper and deeper and deeper. In the end, I think you go to Old Trafford, you have 68% possession, you should be getting something for your troubles. But the most alarming stat was they only had two shots on target. And there's been some meetings with the United over the years where you're reflecting on the heroics of David De Gea and how he was United's match winner. Well, that wasn't the case on this occasion because Liverpool just didn't get into decent enough positions to really test him.
What did you make of the midfield? So Milner, Chan, Chamberlain starting the game. Henderson apparently was fit enough to play. Is that correct? But it was a decision based on performance?
Yeah, I found it very odd, to be honest, that selection of the midfield. I think I was amazed, though, say Chamberlain was in the starting 11. I just thought it was a bold move in a way because it was effectively four attackers on the field really because Oxlade-Chamberlain plays in that advanced central midfield role. But it's all well and good being attacking and being on the front foot, but if you can't keep hold of the ball and control the game, then it's not much use to you. And especially in the first half, I thought, you know, McTominay and Matic, you know, bossed that area, and you know, Chan, Milner, Oxlade-Chamberlain was nowhere near the level he's been at in recent weeks. And yeah, I thought Liverpool really missed Jordan Henderson. I thought it was odd actually to play Henderson for 90 minutes against Porto in that dead game in midweek, because I thought he was so influential against Newcastle, and you know he keeps Liverpool on the front foot. He's got a great range of passing. I thought that was an odd one, because I wasn't particularly surprised that Henderson missed out in the end, because he had played 90 against Newcastle, 90 against Porto. But I think, you know, in hindsight, that was an odd decision to put him through that in the week leading up to such a big game. And I also think, you know, even if Henderson wasn't 100%, Wijnaldum would have been a much better bet to Oxlade-Chamberlain, just for that specific game, because, you know, Oxlade-Chamberlain, I think, is perfect for those kind of contests against lesser teams at Anfield. But I think, you know, I was surprised at the makeup of the midfield, and it just didn't work.
I suppose it shows, even if you're captain, Jurgen Klopp isn't bothered about dropping you.
Yeah, I think we've seen that time and time again, haven't we? The way that the armband's been passed around. I mean, doesn't seem like that long ago. He was handing the armband to Jose Enrique for an FA Cup side. I think Simon Mignolet, I think his last Premier League appearance at Burnley on New Year's Day, you know, he was the captain on that occasion. So I don't think he. For Klopp, you know, a lot of managers, you know, if you're the captain, would be one of the first names on the team sheet regardless. But I think, you know, the way Klopp operates, it's a horses for courses approach. And, you know, regardless of whether you've got the armband or not, it doesn't guarantee anything. But, you know, I think probably with the benefit of hindsight, he'll look at the weekend and think that was a game where Liverpool needed Jordan Henderson.
Maybe you don't want the armband now. Just a quick one looking ahead to the end of the week. It's the Champions League quarter-final draw. It's exciting stuff now, isn't it, James? Who are you hoping for?
I'd like them to avoid an English club, really. I know Roberto Firmino was talking last week saying he'd love another English team, because Liverpool have proved they can beat anyone in the Premier League and all the rest of it. But, I quite fancy, you know, I think at this stage it's not going to be easy regardless. So I wouldn't be against a Real Madrid or a Juventus. I think, you know, it's just massive to be at this stage. You know, nine years, and you think that where the club's been during that period, to, you know, when almost, you know, a decade ago you almost took for granted great European nights at Anfield, and then It's been a hell of a journey to try and get back there. So I think it's just going to be great, obviously, to sit and watch the other games this week, see who else makes it through to the quarterfinals, and then I think, yeah, it's just going to be mouth watering whoever they end up with in that draw come Friday.
So exciting, James! Thank you very much for your time. Speak soon.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.